Last Sunday, we celebrated the Epiphany of our Lord and the official end to the Christmas season. We took down all of the decorations this weekend in here, and you know, we were kind of sad because it's hard to let go of the last vestiges of Christmas. The McIndoos love Christmas more than anything, and it's really hard for us when we put up all our decorations. In fact, we haven't put them all up because Christmas Village is still up. Yes, it usually stays up till Easter, by the way. So if you need some Christmas, please come by our house. Maybe we just need some reminding that the season of Epiphany is still one of celebration. All joy is not lost. Quite the opposite. Because we began Epiphany with the celebration of the Magi as they found the Christ child and brought him gifts. And today, we kind of fast forward a few decades to another joyful and life-changing event, the baptism of Jesus, the birth of his ministry. And although it seems like nothing could be more joyous than a baby in a manger, the incarnation and Christmas itself, today's message is at the heart of the good news because today is the incarnation in action, launching a movement that still continues today. Gospels skip a lot of years between when Jesus was born and when he's baptized, and you know, we don't like these blanks, so we filled them in over the years with stories about Jesus working in the family carpentry business with his father Joseph, possibly. So when Jesus is suddenly seeming out of nowhere, appears at the Jordan River to be baptized by John the Baptist, we realize that this must be a pretty big deal. First of all, the Jordan River is of huge importance to the people of Israel. It's the place that separated slavery and wandering from a fulfilled promise and freedom and prosperity. And second of all, Jesus is the Son of God, the Word made flesh, the guy with no sin asking, really almost demanding that he be baptized in said river. But why? Why is baptism for the Son of God so important and the first time that we really see grown-up Jesus? Well, for one thing, baptism was the door, the opening for the rest of Jesus' ministry. You see, John the Baptist had been calling the people of Israel to repent and be baptized. Now, repenting, we discussed this a few weeks ago, was more akin to reorienting oneself to and all of God's people to righteousness rather than just washing away personal sin. Baptism was and is now done in community. It wasn't an act of magically saving you from hell. It was a ceremony joining you to a community and that community's way of life. So Jesus wanted to publicly acknowledge his part in that community that John the Baptist had kindled into existence from the embers of the prophets. So Jesus asked to be baptized because he knows to participate in this ritual will start another chapter. It will bring into light his righteousness and his desire to keep a movement of repentance going. What John and the prophets before him started, Jesus is picking up and running with. Also, Jesus is baptized because it's what God wants him to do to fulfill the covenant with God's people. He's reinstating the divinic kingship that the people of Israel wanted. There hasn't been a king in almost 600 years by the time that Jesus comes onto the scene. Jesus is not only from the line of David, from King David, but he is the Son of God. And through this public ritual, this is the most amazing part of the story. We hear from God himself that Jesus is really God incarnate. God's agent on earth, God in the flesh. This reading today and throughout Epiphany is all about God. People talk about God. We hear about what God does and the Word of God, but there are only two texts in our gospel. Today, Matthew is one of them, in which God himself actually speaks out loud. The first one is today at the beginning of Epiphany, and the other one is at the end of Epiphany at the Transfiguration. Both times, God chooses to speak from heaven to say that Jesus is the beloved Son of God and that God's really happy with him. God uses this public arena in the very historically significant Jordan River to speak where everyone can hear. It's not just a voice that one person hears. Everybody can hear it. And this is different from the Gospels of Mark and Luke. Matthew's version, then, I believe, is the key to why Jesus is here in the first place, because Jesus is the fulfillment of God's promise. Yes, in the incarnation, yes, as a baby in the manger, but here too as a man who is being commissioned by God to be God on earth. And after Jesus' baptism, the real work starts in his ministry as he wanders off to be tempted in the desert and then on to change the world. Through Jesus' baptism, God promises to us, it's fulfilled. And that promise is to reestablish a kingship, but not with a king on a throne with a crown and not with an army and not with riches. God sent Jesus, commissioned him as his agent on earth to be humble, to be a servant of humanity, to walk with the poor, hungry, and outcast, because our God is a God of the little guy, the last in line, the weak, the poor, the friendless, the needy, the homeless, the helpless, the ones that reach out to be touched, to be heard and seen. And our ministries that so often start with baptism or the renewal of our vows say that we promise to do some of the same things. Through the same waters, we are connected to Jesus, to God, to the communion of saints. And through that same baptism, our real work begins. To seek and serve Christ in all persons, and to strive for justice and peace among all people. We may have thought that we'd never have anything as powerful as Christmas, but in Epiphany, we continue to be awed with the magnitude of the Christmas story. The season is a season of light and marvel as we focus on Jesus' ministry, his miracles, his walking with us on earth, and a time to ponder our own ministries. The season is kind of an extended feast of Christmas, filled with wonder and amazement at what Jesus does in our lives and in our communities. And this is a time to remember that we are not alone in this. We are a community of people that care for us, nestled in a greater community of Christians. We are, together with Christians all over the world, part of God's vision for the kingdom. And all of this happens in and through our own baptisms. Through water and the Spirit, we are baptized with Christ and into Christ so that God's vision of righteousness will be fulfilled in us and through us. And even though the star that lit the top of our tree may be safely packed away in a tub until next Christmas, the light of Christ still shines in us. And the Holy Spirit hovers above us, keeping this light on and giving us hope and wisdom through the darkness of winter.